You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Tonight we have a return guest, a man that we are fortunate to see every once in a while from the Swanhurst Chorus. Jono Babbitt is here. Welcome back, Jono.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back once again. The music director of the chorus, which has been around for a long while. Not you necessarily, but the chorus has been around for, 80-something years?
Yep. Next season is our 85th anniversary season, and we're looking forward to all sorts of fireworks and wondrous music and good friends.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. And this year, as usual, you have your December concerts. Tell us about those.
Our program on December 1st is not particularly Christmas-oriented. It is the Rossini Petite Messe Solennelle, which we have done before, I think about 10 years ago. It is a wonderful, wonderful, intriguing work that Rossini did late in his life. He didn't do a lot of sacred music, as people probably know. Rossini is far better known for his operatic works. But this is something he did almost as a bagatelle late in his career. And he didn't ever intend it really to be performed in public. Rossini had a great music salon in his home. In it was a small organ, a house organ, and, of course, a wondrous grand piano, as one might expect in Rossini's house. And this mass was performed after dinner by his guests, with his guests. It was sort of the 19th century equivalent, or the early 19th century equivalent of watching a DVD or something.
I see.
Rossini's own approach to it, there was a quote that he put in the autograph of the score at the conclusion. It said, "Dear God, there you have it. Finished this poor little mass. Is it really sacred music, or is it cursed music that I have made? I was born for opera buffa, as you well know." He's talking to God, mind you. "Little technique, a little heart, that's all. So be thou blessed and grant me paradise." It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek. My own personal feeling is that he was trying to communicate with God, that it was a spiritual offering. But during the course of the work, he also pokes rather fun at institutionalized religion in the Catholic Church particularly. There are some funny moments. There had been a compositional tradition in the credo of the Mass, in the creed of the Mass. Anytime there's the reference to Jesus descending from heaven, the music, of course, has to descend. It has to go down. Anytime Jesus ascends, it has to go up.
And it goes up.
And Rossini very clearly, very explicitly, and with his fingers wagging in the face of the church, goes up with the music when Jesus descends and down with the music when he ascends. It's things like that that really you have to appreciate in the work.
So that's going to be December 1st, and where is that going to be?
December 1st at the Church of St. John the Evangelist in Newport on the corner of Washington and Willow Streets. More information, people can go to www.swanhurst.org.
Swanhurst.org. You don't need the chorus part, just swanhurst.org. All right, we'll get to more of that, but let's listen to the first track. Anything we need to know before we listen?
I think what I will tell people is a wonderful quote that one of the basses in the chorus used. He describes this work as Bela Lugosi meets the Roadrunner. And what we're going to hear, these first two cuts, the first is the Kyrie, which doesn't need any explanation as to the Bela Lugosi part if you listen carefully. And the second cut is the Cum Sancto Spiritu, and just given its tempo and texture, people will probably appreciate the Roadrunner.
All right, here we go. Cut one.
Thank you.
So there you go. The description is Bela Lugosi tiptoeing across the stage, right?
That's okay. About it. That's about it. The first time I did this in Newport, there was a friend of mine in the front row, a priest, and he had come because he very much likes to hear sung masses, obviously. And we got about four measures into it, and I could see him grabbing for the program to just double-check that he was in the right place and that we hadn't changed the program.
This wasn't the Grateful Dead. Was it? All right. So, and now we'll go to the second portion, which is going to be the Roadrunner portion, right?
That's correct. The second through seventh movements of the Mass are the Gloria, which is not all that long when you deal with it as a prayer. But Rossini spins it out and stretches it out into solos and quartets and various pieces. This is the end of the Gloria, the Cum Sancto Spiritu, which he uses very traditional compositional techniques, but takes them to the nth degree. Just when you think he can't do anything more with it, he takes a hard left turn and starts all over again. And then you finally get to a point where you think, the final cadence, which isn't.
All right. Well, we'll listen to that, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of John O'Babbitt and the Swanhurst Chorus.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Jono Babbitt of the Swanhurst Chorus. Jono is the longtime music director. About how long have you been with the chorus, Jono? Roughly.
A trick question, eh? I frankly don't remember.
Okay.
Probably 20 years.
20-ish or so.
Yeah.
So not 3 and not 50.
No.
Okay. But about that, all right. Enough time to certainly have a lot of performances under your belt. What is the rough size of the chorus? About how many?
We run about 40 at this point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's about, you know, what percentage? Half and half male, female? Or?
Oh, 2/3 women and a 1/3 men.
Okay, so for you guys looking for some entertainment, there's an opportunity. You go out, you audition for the chorus, and...
we have a really good time together.
All right, and speaking of that, how do people get involved with the chorus?
Well, at the beginning of each season, which is to say September and again in January, we hold open rehearsals. People who have a passing interest come and can participate to sort of... no risk, no harm, no foul.
Mm-hmm.
Sit in and sing along with us and see if they like what we do and how we do it. And then about 4 weeks into the season, we hope they've made a commitment one way or the other. And the dues are very reasonable compared to a number of other community choruses. I think right now an individual... is $65 for the year. Don't quote me on that.
But you're really talking about a dollar a week almost, or a dollar and a half.
Effectively, yes. Yeah. I mean, I know there are choruses out there whose dues are $100 a semester, and we don't come anywhere near that.
Actually, I know some that are even way more expensive
than
that.
There you go.
So it sounds like a good deal. I mean, for the less than the price of the weekly newspaper.
That's correct.
Yeah, so.
And we do a wide variety of things. We do a traditional choral classical concert in December, and then we do a particularly Christmas program in the last weekend before Christmas. We do dinner theater in February and March, Broadway mm-hmm. dinner theater, and then a lighter program that really has been everything from soup to nuts in May.
Excellent. All right, let's get back to the music, and this is going to be track number 4 off of that CD we were just listening to. Tell us about this piece.
Well, in Rossini's own words, when he was speaking to God, he said, I was born for opera buffa, as you well know. And this is an example of the opera buffa that he's interjected into the Mass. This is a solo for tenor, also taken from the Gloria. It's the Domine Deus, and it's sung by Ray Bowens, who, for my money, is the best tenor currently working in southeastern New England, or eastern New England, or New England, for that matter.
Well, maybe, even further.
And it is wonderful, and his voice is wonderful and suited for it. And frankly, as you close your eyes, if you don't listen to what the text is, you could see him wearing some Renaissance costume up on the stage at the Met.
We'll give it a listen.
Thank you.
You mentioned one of the singers or soloists in this last piece. What should be noted is that this is the Swanhurst Chorus singing. Sometimes we have groups on our show that play the London Symphony or somebody else doing music that they're about to do. But in this case, this is a recording of the chorus, right?
That is right. About 10 years ago is my memory. As I said, as I get older, my memory becomes more sieve-like. But
it was recorded and a nice 2-CD set and still available?
It is, yes, indeed. People can go to the website and contact us, and we'll be happy to provide it.
At swanhurst.org, and lots of information there. Nice-looking website. All right, let's get to the other piece of music before we take another break. This is a rather lengthy one, so we'll have a chance to listen to most of it. Tell us about track 6.
This is another solo movement, the O Salutaris Hostia, sung by soprano. And again, it's very much in the idiom of Rossini's operatic works. It also is one of the reasons that the Petite Messe Solennelle was not ever performed liturgically until quite recently, because originally Pius IX, Pope Pius IX, declined to grant a dispensation to allow female soprani to sing in an ecclesiastical setting.
Hmm.
I find it ironic, personally, that he didn't mind the other sex singing soprano. There were three sexes in the original performance groups of this work, men, women, and castrati.
I see.
And I won't even go down the political road of...
No, no, we won't do that. We've had enough politics for a while lately. All right, we'll listen to that, then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Swanhurst Chorus.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, having a wonderful time talking with John O'Babbitt, the music director of the Swanhurst Chorus, located in Newport County, as they say.
That's true. We try to cast a net a little bit wider than the city of Newport, but yes, Newport County.
So all of the island, and you know what? If someone wants to go to your concert, they can actually go over the bridge and listen. You let them, right?
Yes, yeah. I don't even need a visa.
There you go. So you can get into Newport and listen to these wonderful concerts. Just let's mention the date again. It's going to be Saturday, December 1st at 8 p.m. And that's at where?
That's at the Church of St. John the Evangelist at the corner of Washington and Willow. And we're also planning on making it an elegant event. Lots of candlelight and tours of the church beginning at 7:30, the artwork in the church. And we're trying to make it an evening much like Rossini might have experienced in his own music salon.
I find it fascinating. We mentioned earlier in the first segment that he never intended this for public performance. So this was something that he just kind of did, as you said, almost like a group of people getting together and playing a game.
That's exactly right. This Mass was part of the collection of what Rossini jestingly referred to as his peche de vieillesse, the sins of his old age.
Hmm.
Interesting that the composition of a Mass he would think of as a sin. His friends, having experienced it, really thought it was worth publishing and pushed him very hard to publish it. For performance, which he rather reluctantly did very late in his life. In the last 143 years, there have been a number of editions published by various editors that add things to it, and I think that the idiom of the keyboard writing has been lost, so that the performance that we offered was based on the autograph and is, I think a wondrous, clean, interesting edition.
Okay, and this this next piece, track one on the second CD?
Is the beginning of the Credo, and again, a great big choral hoop-de-doo, effectively. Just a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Jano, I want to thank you for coming in today. We've gone through an hour rather quickly with some great music that's performed by the Swanhurst Chorus on a 2-CD set, which is still available at swanhurst.org. And the two concerts we've been talking about are Saturday, December 1st at 8 p.m., and then Saturday, December 22nd. We haven't mentioned much about that. Tell us about that one.
That's our annual Messiah and Carol Sing at Emmanuel Church on Dearborn Street in Newport. A very popular part of Christmas in Newport. It's basically the Christmas story in music and readings. And for more information, again, go to the Swanhurst website. It's $5 per person with a $25 maximum per family unit, so that if you want to bring your kids, you can, you know, we don't
bring them all on.
Yeah, you can bring the whole family without emptying your wallet, because it's meant to be a holiday event. And then it's followed by a wassail reception, lots of good food and hot wassail. And
wow, sounds like a great deal. All right, and that's going to be on the 22nd.
That's right.
And we have one more piece of music to go out with. It's performed by the chorus. And tell us about this one.
This is the Agnus Dei, the last movement of the Mass. And again, it returns to the same idiom as the opening Kyrie, sort of bookends to the work, with wonderful piano technique and a mezzo-soprano solo and full chorus.
Thanks again, Jano, for being here. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Oh.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.